State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you back to Game 3 of our Rutherford County Jamboree. John Ding is back with you. Rafferty, Cleary, and Donnie Johnson still here and still working hard. And you guys have just a little bit of a break, just a slight break.
But hey, well, that conditioning program we did during the summer is paying off, John.
Yeah, spring. Spring's always good.
We worked really hard. I mean,
it wasn't really spring. It was really like summer. So it looks like the Siegel Stars have won the toss. Rafferty, and quickly, if you can give some of the Laverne starters, and I'll try to give you some Siegel starters very quickly.
All right, I'd love to do that. Let's start with the offense for the Laverne Wolverines. At quarterback, it will be Howard, and at halfback, it will be Malik Gray. At fullback, Grays. Tight end will be Mao, and your wide receivers tonight will be Quinn Jernigan and Myers at the X spots. At left tackle, it'll be Barber, left guard Hewen, center Dillard, right guard Brown, and your right tackle will be Odom. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and get the defense. Outside linebacker tonight for Laverne, Furlow. Defensive tackle will be Strain, nose tackle Marks, defensive tackle Barber. Outside linebacker tonight will be Weathers, and your two inside linebackers will be Fields and Jones. At free safety, it'll be Bellinfont. At your right corner, it will be Benjamin. Strong safety will be Gray, and your left corner will be Hale. There were no first names on there, and I did not notice that till just now, but they'll do.
Well, it's early.
It is.
And, of course, Siegel led by new quarterback Jordan Middleton, the Knox brothers and running backs, and Stephen Majors at fullback. Greedy House also in that lineup tonight. I'm sure we'll see him among others. As we're about ready to get started, Laverne will be kicking off to the Siegel Stars. And back to receive the kick, which we will not have a run back, is Damian Norris. And it looks like Andre Knox is back there as well. So we're about ready to get underway. Maybe the Knox brothers, I think it may be. And it goes. No, that is Knox. And, of course, it will be a touchback, and we'll get things underway. The Siegel Stars, who had a really good season last year, came up a little short, but, boy, they've had some teams for the last two or three years. Laverne looking for kind of a rebound year as well, and they've got a new quarterback as well. So two new quarterbacks in this game starting here.
No doubt about it. The speed that this offense moves for Siegel is hard to stop no matter what. They've got a lot of different players around them, but still a hard offense to stop when they're going so fast.
From the 30, Middleton has it, and he's going to carry it, take it himself. He's got the 37, 8, 40-yard line before he's put down, and they're going to say forward progress was about to the 38-yard line, a pickup of 8, and it is second down and 2. So a good start here for the Stars. We don't know a whole lot about Jordan, but we do know he's got a good arm, and evidently he can run the ball. So we'll see. The offensive line, somewhat of a question. They're very young. Pitches out to Knox. He's going to take it around the left side, and a great tackle there by number 4 for Laverne, and that's Malik Gray, and of course probably the most highly talented player on the field in this game, Malik Gray.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and he came from the free safety spot there, John, and came barreling up. I mean, he really filled the alley and made a great tackle in the backfield.
Andrew Knox stopped for a loss. It's third down and 1. Early here in the going of this ball game, Middleton rolls out, eludes one tackle, now throws a deep ball, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds and over the head of Colton Gibson. And Gibson, another one of those guys with a great name, a great reputation, and a really good, great hands at wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a hard worker, great hands, tremendous player to watch. Battled some concussions last year, John, but they say he's healthy, and when he is healthy, he's a terrific player.
You know, talking about Malik Gray, John, he's just a sophomore, but he's already got scholarship offers from Florida State, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Not bad.
Nope. A lot of mail coming his way, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And Siegel is going to punt here, and getting back in the to accept the punt is going to be Quinn Jernigan. Siegel stopped on their first drive, and here is the kick, and it's a high one sailing in the air, and Jernigan's going to let it roll. And that's where it'll be downed at, around the 33-yard line, and a 27-yard punt off of Jacob Smith doing the punting for Siegel. No score, 10:53 to go here in the first quarter of play. We play two quarters, and then our next game and our last game of the evening will be Riverdale against Smyrna. The home team gets the show off last. And that is Smyrna hosting this great jamboree, and I heard Brian talking about it, and we mentioned it a little bit in the first game. What a great event this has become in Rutherford County. First down from the 35-yard line for Laverne. And as we mentioned, a new quarterback for Laverne, and that's going to be Drew Howard. He's in the backfield along with Malik Gray. And the give is to Gray and has nowhere to go. And he's, in fact, he stopped for a loss of about 3 yards. Make that two. It'll be second down and 12 for the Wolverines. Stan Stevens has been, I guess, depth problems have really been some of his troubles in the last couple of years and trying to establish some depth. But he's got some athletes on this team. And from the shotgun is Howard. Flips it over to the right side, and it's going to Chris Myers, who picks up some good yardage, is going to pick up the first down.
Nice little move there by Myers. He eluded that first defender and picked up 12 yards there, John. And I tell you what, that Laverne defense looked very impressive stopping Siegel in that opening drive with a great pursuit. If you can bring down one of the Knox boys in the backfield by yourself, that's pretty impressive.
It's going to be first down from the 47, and now a flag after the hit, which is going to put down another 15 yards, a personal foul against Siegel. And boy, they mark it off all the way down to the 38-yard line. So a huge break for the Wolverines here. Quinn Jernigan in the backfield along with Malik Gray at the right hash. Drew Howard from the shotgun. Going to give it over to Gray. Picks up about 3 yards, some hard-earned yards, still on his feet, maybe 5 yards on the carry. Nice run by Gray. Makes it second down and 5. Of course, penalties really have a huge effect on games, especially early. You usually see a lot more than actually we've seen tonight.
Yeah, all things considered, for it to be the opening salvo, not that many penalties.
Second down and 7 from the 35. Howard hands off to that's Jernigan, who is tripped up at the 34-yard line. And the tackle made by Luke Hillis. No Wilson Elementary boy. Starting here for the Stars. 9:19 to go in the first quarter. John Ding is along with Rafferty Cleary and Donnie Johnson. Howard with a big third down play, 3rd and 6. Two receivers to the right. He throws left to Jernigan. It's going to be down at around the 30-yard line. I don't know if that's enough. It looks like it's going to be about 2 yards short. Let's see where they mark it. Yeah, but it's going to be 4th and 1. So a big decision by Laverne. And Rafferty, what do you do here?
Well, go for it. Obviously, it looks like that's what Coach Stevens wants to do, but I like this pistol they've got going here. They have Hardy, or Jernigan back there, and Malik Gray, and that could be pretty effective if they can run it.
Well, they've got Rashe Gray's, G-R-A-Y-S, back there, and Jernigan at the wide out from the left side. Ball is fumbled. Gray picks it up, fumbles it again. There's a scramble for it right at the sidelines, and who's got it? And it's going to be Laverne's ball, but they don't pick up the first down. So it'll be a downs over to the Siegel Stars here. So pretty good defense there. Gray really he fumbled it once, picked it up, looked like he might get the first down, fumbled it again.
Yeah, and I think it was one of the Knox brothers who made the tackle, and it was both times he made contact, and both times he put the hat on the ball, which is how they teach you, and that's a fundamental aspect of the game, and always want to see that early on into the season.
31-yard line is where Siegel will start, first down. And the give is to Greedy House. Greedy picking up some good yards. He's free at the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35, and finally run out of bounds. And a great run there by Greedy House, and he stopped at about the 33-yard line, I believe. Boy, what a huge run that was.
Oh, man, awesome run. He broke free around the left corner and turned on the afterburners, and there was one guy there that was able to bump him out of bounds.
And they're going to call it all back for a holding penalty.
Yeah, and I think that was on Dylan Veter, the wide receiver for Siegel on the far side over there. He was trying to block downfield, and I think he had his hands in the wrong part of the frame.
Well, that's an unfortunate break for the Stars. However, they still have possession of the football. And it's going to be at the 31-yard line. First down and four for the Stars. Middleton has it. Pitches it in the backfield and tripped up there on a fine play by number eight, Fred Furlow. And Greedy House is tripped up.
Well, Furlow did just a masterful job. He's an outside linebacker, and he broke through the fought through the blocker, got penetration in the backfield, and made the tackle.
Second down and nine for the Stars. Middleton, wide out is Zach Ballman. Using a lot of players at the wide out, and there's the give, and it's inside, and he picks up about 2 yards. Middleton keeping it. Some pretty hard yards, and good defense there by Quinn Jernigan on the tackle. Second, a third down and six, ball at the 35. Again, we mentioned this offensive line for the Stars, very, very young. But the good thing about offensive lines, they continue to grow as the season goes, and it's really too early to tell how good they're going to be. But they've got some talent down there. Middleton. You've got Trey Jernigan to the right, wide outs to the left. And there's a fumble at the line of scrimmage, and Middleton going to be put down at about the 29-yard line. Another loss of, and also a fourth down situation, fourth and 11.
Well, they had a guy blitzing and shooting the gap, and I think that kind of ruffled the feathers of the quarterback and distracted him, causing that fumble.
So it'll be Jacob Smith to punt for Siegel. Jernigan back deep for the Wolverines. No score, 6:21 to go in the first quarter of play. Here's the snap, the kick by Smith. High to Jernigan, he's going to down it at about the 36-yard line, and that's where Laverne will take over with 6:07 to go in the first quarter of play. Well, if you look at both teams, it looks like right now Laverne has moved the ball.
Oh, no doubt about it. I tell you what, their defense, too, very impressive on those first two series. And
you know, their schedule, they play Smyrna, then they play a couple of games. You know, they could very easily go 3-0. We mentioned that last night. Mm-hmm. But they've got to beat Smyrna. That's a bugaboo for Laverne. They haven't done that in many, many years, and only one time in the past, what, 12, I think?
They came close last year, yep. I believe, and that was a good ball game.
36-yard line. Here's the pitch. It's going outside to number 16, and that's Rashe Graves, but we've got a flag on the play. And it looks like holding is going to be the call. Looks and like they'll run this one back.
Yeah, I think the offensive guard there was the one is the guilty party.
And no doubt about it. And then him and I believe it was Luke Hill is kind of getting into it after the play was over.
Our Jay Mullins kickoff time was 8:18. Jay Mullins Jewelry, the official kickoff time of all our football games this year. They're located on West Northfield Boulevard. Expert jewelry repair, custom jewelry design, and manufacturing. Go by and see them on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next to Fuji's Restaurant. Blackman defeated Stewart's Creek in the first game tonight, 33-7. Oakland, no problem with Mount Juliet, 41-0. And here it's scoreless after 5 minutes and 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Drew Howard back from the shotgun position. Gives it over, and it's a little give to number 16, and that is Grays, who's seen a lot of action so far. Picks up about 3 on that little screen to the right side. There's a holding penalty, so it's now going to be second down and 15 after that holding penalty on the first play. Braves were leading 5-2 in the fourth. I'm sure that's later on in the evening over the Oakland A's on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
And on a local note, you said somebody's pitching.
Somebody's pitching from right this town right here, Smyrna. Sonny Gray tomorrow night at Atlanta Stadium. I'm sure there's going to be some Smyrna people there tomorrow night.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Man, what a story.
Shea Gray's back in the backfield with Howard. Rolling out to the left, now takes it, tucks it under and runs with it. And he's going to pick up maybe just back to the line of scrimmage, to be honest. He's going to bring up third and 15. We've seen glimpses of some offense, but neither team, Donnie, really seems to be on track right now.
Yeah, no consistency whatsoever. I guess give a little bit of credit to both defenses as well.
So big third and 15 for the Wolverines. Gray not in the lineup right now. There he's. No, that's not him. Howard rolling out to the right. Going to tuck it and run. Going to pick up about a yard, maybe two. But that's not going to be enough for the first down, so it's going to bring up a punting situation for Laverne.
Well, this game is a little bit different than the previous two. A little bit more of a defensive battle, and not any points so far.
And Laverne will be forced to punt. Coming out to punt will be Michael Greenwood.
And I think for both of these teams, where they've got so much youth on both sides of the ball, the offense probably won't get ticking the way they want to until a couple weeks into the season. There's still a lot of growing to do.
Colton Gibson standing at his own 25-yard line. They dribble the snap up there. It's going to be a short punt. Gibson calling the fair catch, makes one. It was a difficult one, but he makes it at the 44-yard line. A 32-yard punt by Michael Greenwood. And some pretty nice hang time. So Siegel will take over on their own 40-yard line. First down and 10. Make that the 45-yard line. Pretty good field position here, Rafferty, with Siegel at their own 45.
Yeah, and it works an advantage with this fast-paced offense Siegel's trying to run.
Here is Knox. Gets a hole and buries over some people, runs over them, and gets the first bank first down at the 42-yard line of Laverne. A nice run by Andrew Knox. Give it to the big guy and let him do his thing.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about it for 3 years since they've been on the field for Siegel, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year. And Andrew Knox just looks massive.
Low snap, but Knox gets it, and he's going to run to about the 34-yard line. I believe that was Andre Knox on that carry. So a nice run there and a nice gain. It's going to be a short situation here.
Well, their hurry-up offense just does not give the defense a chance to even catch their breath.
Looks like they're about second and four for the Stars. The offensive line starting to make a few holes here for the Knox brothers. Middleton in the shotgun formation. Gibson to the right. And the give and the sweep goes to number 13, and that's Matthew Ricks, who picks up, I think, the first down. It's going to be close. Depends on the mark, but I think they've made it by about a yard. A first bank first down for the Stars. It's so interesting to see these teams run players in and out. They do it so fast now, you can't really tell when they're in there. In the backfield for Siegel is Dre Knox. Another bounce snap. Here comes Milton, runs it right up the middle and picks up, gets some good yardage. Picks up about six. It's going to be second down and four for the Stars. There, Rafferty, the fumble or the slow snap and the bobbled snap helped them. I think it kind of froze the defense.
It did help them, but a lot of times in the shotgun, that center has got to have that snap accurate as can be because it really will throw off the play in most situations.
Second and three. Dre Knox has it. Goes right up the middle with it. And it's close to the yard marker at about the 18-yard line.
Wait, you know what? Big number 73, 6'1", senior, 305-pound Charlie Hugan brought him down.
And a first bank first down for Knox and the Stars. 2:45 two receivers to the left. Another snap that's low. They give it over to Andrew Knox, who tries to sweep it around the left side and going to come up around the left hash mark and may have lost a yard. In that case, the snap did affect the play.
Right. And that's why it's got, I mean, one smudge to the right or to the left just really messes up a lot of stuff, and especially your passing game when that occurs.
And here's the snap, a good one this time, to Gibson, a little screen, and Gibson's going to be tripped up on a nice play by Fred Furlough again.
I tell you, I've really been impressed with the Wolverines' open field tackling. They're locking their arms and not letting anybody get away from them, so very impressive.
Yeah, their secondary players are really getting up the field into the football, and I've been pretty impressed by that, too. Good observation there, Donnie.
Thank you, Rafferty.
Ricks and Gibson to the right, now a whistle. And some players are coming in for Laverne. There's a timeout on the field. We'll take one, too. There's no score between Siegel and Laverne. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on the Rutherford County Jamboree. Stay with us.
Little Caesars invites you to shake up your party with large, hot and ready pepperoni pizzas for just $5 each. Score big by adding Italian cheese bread or hot and ready Caesar wings. Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8. Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Mapco.
Pizza, pizza.
If you've got a driver that's about to be 16, I invite you to stop by e1auto.com, 1605 Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro. We've got the perfect $3,000 to $7,000 truck or car for your soon-to-be 16-year-old or high school driver. This is Jimmy Evans, owner of E1 Auto. Stop by today because we specialize in $3,000 to $6,500, even $7,500 trucks and cars. That's e1auto.com, 896-2277 or 896-CARS.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Third down and 10 for the Siegel Stars. Middleton decides to keep it. He goes in the middle. It's to the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown. Jordan Middleton and the Stars are on the scoreboard. 6-0 now. That's a touchdown. Two's good food and fun with three local locations open late night tonight after the game. Donnie, you might want to check them out. 6-0.
I will.
The extra point is up by Smith, and it is good. And we have a timeout on the score on the clock with the score. Siegel 7 and Laverne nothing. Stay with us.
The time is now.
State auction is happening on Saturday, August 23rd at 10 o'clock a.m. at 3691 Old Lebanon Pike in Murfreesboro. This 5-bedroom, 2-bath home has excellent development potential. Again, Saturday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. For pictures and directions, visit bobparksauction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall. John, take it away.
And a nice run by Jordan Middleton to give Siegel a 7-0 lead. The boy's got some legs, doesn't he, Bert? Donnie?
He really does. Very impressive. A little bit. He's going to be very effective running the ball this year and provide a dual threat at that quarterback position.
So Jacob Smith fixing to kick off here for the Stars with 1:23 to go in the first quarter. Our, I guess, if we look at things that way, the Knox brothers kind of set that all up, though, didn't they?
They did. Like you said, their offensive line began to open up some holes for them, and sooner or later, they're going to take their toll on defense.
Here's the kick. It's a good one, and it's picked up, but they're going to bring it back to the 30. Gray was back there and picked it up at about the goal line, and that's the Laverne Wolverines will take over as we begin the final minutes of the first quarter. Don't forget, coming up, it's Riverdale against Smyrna. Brian Barrett will be giving the play-by-play of that one. I don't. Are you two guys going to stay around? You want me to leave, or you gonna? One of you gonna go? You gonna take off, or?
Well, I thought you earlier. You said that.
Yeah,
I
you can.
Good, but I'm a team player.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Whatever y'all need me to do.
Whatever you want to do.
I rode a marathon, not a sprint.
With Brian, so I'm stuck. So, first down and 10 for the Wolverines at the 30-yard line. They trail 7-0. Drew Howard, flanked by two running backs in the backfield. And the give, well, he keeps it, and he's just barely going to get back to the line of scrimmage, if that. Forward progress may have gotten him to about the 30-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, Aaron Jones, I tell you what, John, he got waylaid there after he got the handoff. And so both defenses have been very impressive.
Laverne has looked good offensively at times. Rashay Gray's in the backfield along with... Well, here's the pass, and it's caught, and a beautiful job by Quinn Jernigan, and he is stopped at about the 35-yard line of Siegel.
And that's what Jernigan does best. You can throw some up, and he's so tall and lanky, he can go up and catch it, and he's also got the wheels. Coach Stanton Stevens, he talks about that all the time, about Jernigan, the ability of him to go up and catch the football at a high point and come down and still make a play.
First bang, first down, and that was a little curl pattern it looked like that he did, and the ball was thrown a little high, but it was a strike.
Oh, yeah, he's 6'3", right? Rafferty, right, he's got that height.
He's a tall drink of water.
First and 10 from the 36, Howard. The give now is to number 16, and that is Rashay Grays, who's seeing a lot of playing time here. And I don't think they're going to risk seeing Malik Gray a whole lot tonight.
No, I don't blame them.
A pickup of 7 makes it 2nd down and 3. Yeah, we've seen Gray for about approximately 2 minutes. But we've seen Rashay Grays get a lot of time, and he gets it again. Handoff going to the right side. Stopped at about the 27-yard line. A nice tackle by number 32 for Siegel. That's Stephen Major. And, Rafferty, you see a flag?
Yeah, it's
there it is.
Yep.
It could be a possible hold. And it is holding. And they're going to mark this off. See a good run like that, a lot of times it's a good hold as well. That's 10 yards, I think. So that's going to bring 2nd down and should be about 12 for the Wolverines. And that's going to end the first quarter of play with Laverne leading it by a score of 7-0. We'll be back with the second quarter of play. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football. It's the Rutherford County Jamboree, and we will be right back.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's Girls Night Out celebrates 65 years of health, beauty, and wellness, and you're invited. MMC's 4th annual Girls Night Out is Thursday, September 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at our 1272 Garrison Drive location in Murfreesboro. Our event features great music, food, and fun. The event is free, but space is limited, so register now at mmclinic.com/GNO. See you there.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. You've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Andy Womack, and I'm that State Farm agent. 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-2700.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, we're laughing like crazy up here, aren't we?
Yes, we are. State Farm Prep Sports. on WGNS is brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice also Heating and Air.
He's a little joke teller, Mr. Cleary.
Johnny.
Howard going deep, and it's going to be overthrown to Jernigan, the intended receiver. And it's going to bring up third down and 12 from the 38. Want to say congratulations. I meant to do this in the first game. Rafferty Cleary going to be leaving us in a couple of weeks.
He's going to be a stand-up comedian.
Going to take over the news director job at Cookville. W what?
Yeah, okay. Don't ask me that right now.
Okay.
But yes,
it's W something, though.
It's a good opportunity, and it's, you know, bittersweet because I don't want to leave all the good folks at GNS, but it's an opportunity for me, and I must take it.
So seize the moment.
Thank you very much, though, John.
So his last broadcasting on air will probably be with us. Wow, what a shame. Here's Howard, a little screen pass, and it's knocked down. Some good defense there by Siegel as they were swarmed over there by Colton Gibson was one of them, and I believe Michael Roper was the other. 11:49 to go here as we start the second quarter. It's been a low-scoring affair. Siegel leads it 7-0.
That was Howard's first incompletion for the night. He's 4-5.
This game has kind of flown by.
It has, but it's been a lot of running the football, and the clock's been ticking a lot, and not a lot of scoring going on.
Fourth down. Punting situation for Laverne. Michael Greenwood standing at his 48-yard line. That's his own 48-yard line. Here's the snap and the kick. End over end. They're going to let it roll. It's going to roll all the way and go out to the end zone for a touchback. And with 11:42 to go and Siegel leading 7-0, a 41-yard punt and a very effective one by Michael Greenwood. Blackman won that first game tonight, 33-7 over Stewart's Creek. Oakland blanked Mount Juliet 41-0. I know you guys were really impressed with both of those teams, Blackman and Oakland.
Yep, very impressive performances by both those teams, and they're going to match up in week zero. And what an opening game.
I know it's going to be probably warm. I will say that. Opening weekend Thursday night. We've got game Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday.
What time is that Sunday game, John?
I believe it's 11 o'clock is the starting time.
Well, it's going to be hot, all right.
We'll probably need to get there about 8:30 or 9. There, I heard there's going to be a crowd.
Where is that going to be, though?
Blackman.
Blackman?
Well, that's going to be a crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll be a little bit road weary. We'll have a game Thursday night and Friday, but we'll make it okay. Monty Hill Jr. going to join us for some of these broadcasts, too, giving reports of other games. Looking forward to that. Middleton drops back to pass. Has a receiver open. He's got his man. And that's number 16, Matthew Perhack. And what a throw by Middleton. I'm impressed with that throw for sure.
And no doubt about it. He launched it downfield, but the catch right there and how he was able to hold on to the football with so much contact going on in the midst of it, unbelievable. Best play of the game, maybe.
Hit him right in stride. I thought he was going to fumble the ball, but he held on to it.
First bang, first down at the 26-yard line for Siegel. They are moving the ball with 11:30 to go in the quarter. Here's the give, and the handoff is to Torrey Bailey. Make that Stephen Majors, number 32, and he gets about a couple of yards. It's going to be second and 8 from about the 23-yard line. Clock running at 11:09. Middleton gets the snap. And the give is to Greedy House. Greedy over the left side, gets a block, gets another block, goes to the out-of-bounds area and going to be knocked out of bounds, but he does pick up some good yardage. And he is at out-of-bounds at the 14-yard line.
Well,
and going to be another first down.
You know, Greedy House has had the football in his hands a couple of times tonight, and he's looked really good on his feet. It looks like his footwork's gotten a little bit better than last year.
Kind of that outside threat,
you right,
know, that you have to have. Talking about looking good, Jordan Middleton looked very impressive in this drive. He's in the shotgun. The give, no, the fake to Majors.
Wow.
Throw over the middle, and it is a touchdown. And the receiver there was Matthew Ricks. And a beautiful throw. And, gentlemen, Jordan Fullerton has made the most of this first opportunity as the starting quarterback for Siegel.
Well, no doubt about it. A great little fake handoff, and he just drilled that ball like a bullet across the middle for the touchdown.
That's your Toots touchdown. Toots Good Food and Fun on Northwest Broad Street at Medical Center, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Jacob Smith with the extra point attempt. The kick is up, and it is good. And our score now, with 10:53 to go in the game, it's now Siegel 14, Laverne nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the county school board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to keep up with the latest local sports news online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com. Stories, photos, podcasts of our games, our broadcast schedule, and much, much more. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Siegel leading 14-0, 10:53 to go in the game. As we approach the 9 o'clock time in this evening. From Smyrna High School, the Rutherford County Jamboree. The kick by Jacob Smith is a nice one, and it's going to sail into the end zone for a touchback, and that's where Laverne will take it over. Donnie, still some time. I think Laverne probably going to have to go to the air some.
Yeah, they're going to have to put the ball in the air a little bit. Siegel's offense got clicking there later on in here in this Jamboree. And tell you what, the Wolverine defense has done a pretty good job. I tell you what, you're right, the Middleton, the quarterback for the Stars, has really had a good coming out tonight. But
he's run for a touchdown, he's thrown for a touchdown, he can't ask much better than that.
No, great performance, and let's see what the Laverne Wolverines can do here on offense.
They're going to start at their own 30-yard line. Wide out to the right is Chris Myers, two receivers to the left side. Drew Howard still in. From the shotgun, the give now to Rashay Gray. He's going to sweep it around the left side. He's going to pick up the first down and more, and going to be knocked out of bounds at around the 46-yard line, make that the 45-yard line, for a first bank first down for Laverne. Nice run by Gray's.
Yeah, they needed that. Stop the clock.
And that may set up some more passing. Right now, we haven't seen the backup quarterbacks, but there's good reason for that. These guys have not played. They've not had any experience, so I would think Middleton and Gray Howard will see as much action as possible. A little screen pass, a little out to the right flat to Jernigan, who's going to pick up close to the first down, as he's going to pick up at least six of those yards. And will they measure? They're moving the chains, I believe. Yep, first bank, first down for the Wolverines. So two back-to-back plays, the Wolverines moving the football. Drew Howard flanked in the backfield. Gets some protection. The pass goes to O'Shea Benjamin, who makes the catch around about a 7-yard gain out to the left flat. Nothing fancy about that, just a little quick route.
Yeah, they've been thinking about a new home here. Right now, they're operating it very efficiently, picking up first downs, trying to get on the scoreboard here.
Second down and three from the 37-yard line. And the give now is to Grays again. Rashay Grays all the way down to the Siegel 23-yard line, and another first bank first down. Big, huge gain for Rashay Grays. That is about a 16-yard gain for Rashay Grays.
Well, he really hits the hole quickly, doesn't he?
Sure does. You know, when you've got Rashay Grays, you don't really have to use Malik Gray as much.
Yeah.
9:49 to go in the game. Laverne trails 14-0.
Oopsie-daisy. Big number 73 jumped off sides there, John.
False start for the Wolverines. Going to set them back for about 5 yard loss. The penalty, kind of a crucial one at this point of the ball game.
It's hard to stop that momentum when you're 6'1", 305 pounds.
An update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The Braves lead the Oakland A's by a score of 7-2. That was in the seventh inning. So a good start for the Braves. They find themselves, what, about 5.5 back of the Washington Nationals coming into tonight's game.
How are they in the wild card?
Not good. Not good. Probably about fourth in that. Here's the snap to Howard. Rolls out to the right side. Tries to find Chris Myers, but overthrows him for an incomplete pass. Makes it second down and 15 for the Wolverines. Don't forget to join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating Air post-game show, which will be a very short one, I'm sure, tonight. And also the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner, Monty Hill Jr. joining Brian and myself tomorrow morning at 9. You can get to listen to all our coaches in Rutherford County. Here's a little pitch from Howard.
I believe that's a, well, it went out of bounds, but I believe that was, I thought that was a lateral there, John, but maybe not.
Well, it was a lateral. He was behind him.
Yeah, they aren't counting, calling it as one, but I could have sworn that ball was thrown slightly backwards.
Jernigan really didn't have a chance to get that one. Third down and 15 at the 28-yard line.
This is where Jernigan is a very dangerous receiver. You can throw one up in the corner. He goes up and gets it.
Howard trying to do just that and throws it over his head. Nowhere near the intended receiver, Quinn Jernigan.
Very astute observation, Rafferty.
Fourth down and 15. You know, Rafferty, the thing about it is you got a young quarterback and Jernigan, an experienced receiver. You got to be patient, you know.
Right.
And kind of reminds me a few years ago when the young quarterback for Smyrna was playing, and I can't think of his name at this point, but he developed into a really good quarterback and got him to the, you know, Blue Cross Bowl. But yep. He had some growing pains, and Drew Howard will, and Jordan Middleton probably will as well, although Jordan has looked pretty good tonight.
I think that's why
real
you still
good.
See him in, because they need to be banged around a little bit more than the other QBs.
There's a long pass to Jernigan, trying to find him over in the end zone in the corner, and incomplete, and Siegel will take over on downs as Laverne's defense, or make that Laverne's offense, stalls here at the 28-yard line, and that's where Siegel will take over with 9:12 to go in the game.
Yeah, he's going to have to learn to put a little more loft on that ball and give that receiver a chance to get under it and jump up in the air and snag it.
It looks like he's got a pretty good arm, and that's you know, that's just timing and that kind of thing.
It all come natural as the season progresses.
I think we do have a new quarterback in now for Siegel, and we do, and he's going to keep it, and he's going to get about a yard as he sweeps it around the right side. And at that looks like that's, let's see, it is Langworthy, John Langworthy. He's a freshman, so he's getting some valuable playing time as well. John Ross Langworthy.
Think about it, though. He's been battling with Jordan Middleton for this position, so Langworthy has done his fair share of good things and practices over the summer. Very capable.
And he gives off here and nowhere to go. And that is Murray, I believe, and he is stopped behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. And that's going to bring up a third down and about 11 situation for the Stars. 8:25 to go. It's been a great night. Still have one more game, one more contest, Riverdale and Smyrna, to follow this one. And I would say that one will probably get underway about 9:30, I think, tonight. Here's Langworthy rolling out, throws it in traffic, incomplete. Knocked down by the defense for Laverne. Intended receiver there was Landon McDonald.
Well, they had four defensive backs swarming to that lone receiver, and the ball got bounced around a few times, but fell incomplete. Hard throw to make against your body like that.
And Siegel will have to punt it away. And getting back there to punt it will be Jacob Smith. Siegel leads it 14-0. And here's the snap and the kick. Jernigan going to call a fair catch, and he does at about the 33-yard line, and that's where Laverne will take over. First down and 10, 38-yard punt for Siegel by Jacob Smith.
He had a sports-related injury, perhaps, Donnie?
Donnie's had a sports-related injury.
Yes.
Really?
We were playing a game of backyard football.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, actually, he got hit so hard, it was flag football, and he got hit so hard, I really thought they'd broken his leg.
Well,
or his hip. Maybe both.
And my arm.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did you schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance?
No, but I wish I had it.
Well, they are the best for everybody, and for more information on that, visit TOA.com. And I hope you start to feel better from that sports-related injury.
Thank you, Rafferty.
Yeah.
Ball at the 30-yard line. Boy, he did take a hit that day. I was there. In fact, I think I missed the block. That's why I got killed. And here's the give and the handoff to Rashay Grays again. He's done a great job of running, but another flag. And this has plagued Laverne tonight, and that's not a good indicator for future games. So Stan Stevens will be working on that tomorrow.
And I believe it's a hold, perhaps.
Well, it brings back a good run by Rashay Grays, who's done a good job tonight, been very impressive. They've got Grays and Malik Gray in the backfield. They should be
problem. Yeah, that's quite a dual threat. And, you know, Laverne's going to be a team to be reckoned with this year.
Ball at the 27-yard line of Laverne. First down and 13 to go. Here's the snap, the give to Gray, running left side, but a good tackle this time, knocked down there by number 93, E.J. Snyder, defensive lineman for the Stars. And another loss of about four. That's going to be second down and 15. I know Coach Stevens would love to see Laverne move the football here and get down the field, whether they score or not, get down the field. Clock moving at 7:15 to go. Two in the backfield along with Howard. The long pass to Jernigan. I don't think he saw it. He may have thrown it just a little too soon, and Jernigan unable to retrieve it. It's going to bring up third down and 15.
And there's a flag on the far end, and it could be a sideline warning. They were awfully close to sideline. We've already seen one this evening, but maybe not.
It may have been a hold by the defensive back on Jernigan, who knows?
Yeah, because it looked like Jernigan could have had the ability to leap up and try to catch it, but did not, and that could have been the reason he's being held.
Well, while they mark that off and decide that, let's talk about Steve Martin Construction. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639. Rafferty?
Well, it was sideline interference there, so they warned him and pushed him back, but that could have been dangerous. You know, they're so far up towards the sidelines there that someone could bump into somebody and get hurt.
So that's going to be against Siegel. A big break for Laverne with a 7:07 mark. First down and 10. It's a first bank first down for Laverne. So they still have possession of the football. They go now to the 41-yard line. First down. Rashay Grays in the backfield along with Drew Howard. And looks like, is Malik back in there? I believe he is. Yes, he is. Doing playing a little wide out. There's a little dump pass. It goes to Jernigan. It gets to about the 47-yard line. A gain of about six. It's going to be third down, or second down and four. So Siegel bending but not breaking. They lead 14 to nothing at the 6:35 mark of this ball game. The snap, the give to Gray, sweeping it around the right side. Doesn't get a block, but he does get tackled there by Laverne's Trevante Cosby. That was a good open field tackle as well. You were talking about Laverne's open field tackle. That was excellent.
Well, that was great, and not many people are going to be able to bring down Malik Gray in the open field like that, one-on-one. Just cut his legs out from under him, didn't he, Rafferty?
He sure did. And Malik Gray from the backfield, when he's behind quarterback in that pistol formation, really struggled tonight getting around the edges. But he has been somewhat elusive, you know, playing from that receiver position.
Third down and one at the right hash at the 50-yard line. 5:48 to go. Drew Howard getting the signals from the Laverne coaching staff. He's got Jernigan over to the right side. Here's the give to Rashe Gray, sweeping it around the left side. Gets a block, and then upended there at about the 30, make that the 42-yard line. That play looked like it was going to go for big yardage. It did get 8 yards, but it looked like it could have gotten a lot more.
Well, that was just another great open field tackle. Hard to read that number. I'm thinking it may have been Isaiah Gooch.
First bank, first down for the Wolverines, however. They moved the chains. First down and 10 at the 43.
It's Dalton Wood.
Howard gives over to Gray again. Gets a block. He gets an opening and is going to pick up 9 yards at the left hash and almost the first down here. And some good hard running by Rashe Gray and some nice blocking by the Laverne Wolverines. It'll be second down and about one as we resume play here. And I think Jernigan is going over to the sideline. There's some confusion with what play they want to run. And also, Gray's a little hobbled. And he's going to come out, and replacing him in that Laverne lineup will be Jordan Alley. But he looks like he's okay, just a little hobbled.
Yeah, that's good.
So Alley is in. Howard gets the signals from the coaching staff. Their bench in front of us. Laverne in the dark blue, white numbers. Laverne in white and blue numbers. And the give to Ali is going to pick up about 3. And that's going to make it second down and about, I'm sorry, it's going to be a first bank first down. So they're driving the football, 4:38 to go.
Well, if nothing else, they want to finish the game up on a positive note and get this, get some points after this long, sustained drive and have something positive to build on.
With a young quarterback, too, Donnie, I think you've got to consider you're going to have to run the football some, I think, for him to survive. You know?
Oh, yeah, they'll have to have a balanced attack. And like Rafferty was saying, it's going to take a couple, 3 weeks for this offense to begin to click.
The dump pass over to Jernigan. Picks up about 5 yards. It's going to make it second down and 5 for Laverne. Clock running, 4 minutes and 6 seconds to go. Actually, this second quarter, Siegel has not seen the ball a whole lot. Howard gives to Gray, who's back in there. Little stutter step, a little shake and bake. Gets down to about the 18-yard line before he's upended. A nice run by Rashe Grays.
He's a tough kid, isn't he?
Got some good moves, and, you know, I was looking to see. I don't see what grade he's in. Do you have that on the roster?
He's a senior.
Senior. But he's going to be a big help to Malik Gray in that backfield. Here's the handoff again to Grays. Goes up the middle, gets a block, and he's going to push it all the way down to about the 8-yard line. So they're in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. Rashe Grays, if you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction at 904-9639. Gray's slowly getting up, but boy, he's done a great job running the ball and gets a pat on the back by Quinn Jernigan. He appreciates the effort. 3:18 to go, clock winding down, 14-0 Siegel. Laverne threatening here from about the 8-yard line, first and goal. Howard gives to Gray. Got an opening on the left side. May go and get there.
Wow.
Does he? He does. And it is a touchdown. I thought I saw a flag at the last second.
Yeah, I guess there is one, John.
Well, this could be against Siegel, however. I'm not sure.
Tremendous effort by Gray's there. I mean, he's been taking some licks on this drive, and just then it looks like he took one in the hip. But he is a fighter, and really, like you said, John, got some wheels, some moves on him.
Yeah, and on that
personal foul on Siegel. So the score's going to hold.
Sorry, John, on that previous play, he got hit a couple times, and somebody hit him from behind. And I kind of caught him off guard there, and but he shook it off.
Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun. They got several locations on Northwest Broad Street at Medical Center, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Alex McMillan getting ready to kick the extra point. Drew Howard will be the holder for this attempt. And it's a low snap. The kick is up, and it is going to be good. And our score now is Siegel 14, Laverne 7, as the Wolverines get on the scoreboard with 3:01 to go in this game. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS. It's the Rutherford County Jamboree.
Have you been thinking about a new home? Ever thought about building? This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company. Visit clarkmaples.com to search Middle Tennessee property listings, upcoming auctions, and information about the Maples, a new community in Murfreesboro located on Manchester Highway, just 1 mile from Joby Jackson Parkway, offering a beautiful amenities center that will be surrounded by a swimming pool, tennis courts, ball field, basketball court, and playground, and homes built by local quality home builders. Visit clarkmaples.com for more information.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference in two words, customer service.
DirecTV is the best television service available. We want our customers to have that, and we want to make sure that we do everything to make the overall experience great so they don't want to go anywhere else. They don't need to go anywhere else.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Bud Morris, located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Bud Morris, 893-1417.
14-7 our score, 3:01 to go in this one. Much different style of game, much more run-oriented game, but we've seen some highlights. Rashay Gray's one of them.
No doubt about it, more of a defensive battle tonight. A lot of penalties, especially against the Wolverines, a lot of holding calls. That's kind of a stifle their offense, but defense looks good.
Alex McMillan going to kick it into the end zone, recovered over there by Laverne's Zadarius Kinnan. And And it'll be Siegel's football. They'll take over at the 30-yard line with 3:01 to go. And right now, I think they would just like to have a couple of first downs and get out of here healthy.
Exactly. Eat up the clock. Don't get anybody hurt here at the end of this jamboree. And get ready for next week.
And we have still... The quarterback is Langworthy. Back to throw. Throws it deep. He's got a man wide open, and he is going to score. There's no one within yards of him. Greedy? No, it's not Greedy House. It's number 27, Deontay Miller. How wide open can you get? Whoa.
Well, there had to be a defensive breakdown in the secondary. He had about a 20-yard distance, a gap between him and the closest defensive back, and the quarterback led it right on the money for the touchdown.
70-yard touchdown strike.
Wow.
A Toots touchdown. And Toots Good Food and Fun, they've got three locations, and they're open tonight. We can go after the game, guys. They'll still be open. And what a throw. And I think Laverne was looking for a run. And Siegel surprised him with a long drop, deep pass, Langworthy, Deontay Miller wide open. Here's the kick up by Jacob Smith. It's up and good. And our score now, it's Siegel 21, Laverne 7. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS. Stay right here. Don't turn that down.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's Girls Night Out celebrates 65 years of health, beauty, and wellness, and you're invited. MMC's fourth annual Girls Night Out is Thursday, September 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at our 1272 Garrison Drive location in Murfreesboro. Our event features great music, food, and fun. The event is free, but space is limited, so register now at mmclinic.com/GNO. See you there.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from two.
T. Wright Properties Auction Company is proud to be a sponsor of high school sports in Rutherford County on WGNS. The next auction at T. Wright Auctions is at 1802 Sherrill Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. It's a 1,212-square-foot home, two bedrooms, one bath, and this home will auction on August 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, go to TWrightProperties.com or give them a call at 895-9799.
30, 30, now 5, I'm 35, I'm 40.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Hey, don't forget to tune in each Monday night at 6:30 for Murphy's Matchups with Murphy Fair. Take a look at the week's biggest prep football matchups and give his predictions. That's Mondays at 6:30, right before Rick's Dogsville Live.
Logan back at the station doing a great job. In fact, he's probably doing more work than we're even thinking about doing.
No doubt about it.
Gets no breaks. Just pretty much, you know, there. Our new board op. We've got Emily on board with him back there, so glad to have her and Logan back there helping and doing such a great job.
And we've got another Zach at the station.
We do. Yes, that's right.
They just keep coming. We can really churn out those Zachs.
There's more Zachs in radio land than anybody I've ever heard of. Zach. Here's the long kick. It's going to be picked up by Jernigan, and that's going to be Laverne taking over, trailing now 21-7, 2:49 to go in the game.
You know, John, that 70-yard touchdown pass thrown by Langworthy, he is just a freshman, 5'11", 173 pounds.
Talk about a confidence booster.
The future looks bright at the quarterback position, if that's any indication of what he's going to do.
Certainly.
Well, Middleton sure didn't look like he was an inexperienced player tonight.
No, not at all. And then they're looking pretty solid there.
And there have been some good quarterbacks come through the old Siegel pipeline. And Laverne will take over here, trailing 21-7. We'll see what kind of game plan they've got here going. We've got a new quarterback in there to give to Laverne, and that is number 24, Jordan Alley, who picks up about 8 yards, 8 yards on that carry. Second down and 2. We've got new play. Jonah Tate is also in the ball game for Laverne. Looks like at a wide out. I'm trying to get the quarterback number here. Is that
number 10.
Number 10. Thank you, Donnie. That's Xavier James quarterbacking here for Laverne. Got to wing it with the rosters from here on. And the give to Ali, and he gets about a yard, maybe. Going to bring up third down and about 2. Actually, he lost a yard. 3rd and 2 now for Laverne. The clock winding down. 1:54 to go. We'll take a short break, and then we will have a little bit of our short post-game show. Discuss this ball game a little bit, and then we'll have our final game of the evening, Riverdale and Smyrna. And Brian Barrett will have the call for that game. Here's the snap. James has it. The give to Ali again, and he's going to pick up the first down and pick up about 6 along with it and take some stars with him. First bank, first down for Laverne. I've been saying Jordan Ali. That's Ali Jordan, I think. No, I'm right. I think somebody else may be wrong.
Cool name regardless.
Yeah, I think somebody else may be wrong. According to my roster. Folks, you know, we have to apologize. We're dealing with a lot of different names, and we're not privy to a lot of the starting lineups tonight. So, and rightfully so, I understand that. Here's James giving it over to Ali. He's going to miss one tackle, but won't miss the other two as he's hammered, and going to pick up maybe a yard on the play.
I keep wanting to say Frazier is down.
Well, again, I'm not sure, but I think that's his name. 2nd down and 8. Ball at the 48-yard line of Laverne. Under a minute. We're at the 38-second mark. This one is going to go Siegel's way by a score of 21-7 unless we have one big play left in the Wolverine playbook. James gives the handoff and tripped up there at about the 47-yard line of Siegel. And that run made by Nathaniel Anderson. 11 seconds left to go. This one going to be under the books. Siegel's going to win it by a score of 21-7. Blackman won the first game 33-7 tonight. Oakland won 41-0 over Mount Juliet. And there's your horn, and that's the final play. And our final here is Siegel wins it by a score of 21-7 over Laverne. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the stats for you of this one and some highlights for you and talk about our next upcoming game, which is just a few minutes away, Riverdale and Smyrna. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS. It's the Rutherford County Jamboree. Stay with us.